Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Lillis. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Justy. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dave Justy. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Matty Alou. Batting second. The shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jose Pagan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Veal. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Veal. And now, play ball. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a line drive towards first. Clendenin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou takes first base on ball four. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson takes first base on ball four. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla takes first base on ball four. Nicholson moves to second. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nicholson moves to third. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nicholson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. Stargell moves to second. One out. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon takes first base on ball four. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stargell scores. Clendenon moves to second. It's Astros, 1, Pirates, 1. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Mazeroski reaches second base with a double. Clendenon scores. Pagliarani moves to third. It's 2-1, Pirates. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal strikes out. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Alou. Justy reaches second base with a double. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-1 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Justy moves to third. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley misplays the ball. That's an error on Alley. Lillis moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagan fields it and throws to home to get Justy. Lillis moves to third. Jackson moves to second. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lillis scores. Jackson scores. Wynn moves to second. It's 3-2, Astros. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-1 in the game. Harrison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-1 in the game. Alley hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stargell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates 2. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a pop-up towards short. Alley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Justy bunts towards the mound. Veal fields it and throws to first for the out. Staub moves to second. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pagan moves to second. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clendenon hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pagliarani strikes out. Bateman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Pagliarani out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates 2. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn is hit by the pitch. Jackson moves to second. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Nicholson is called out on strikes. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-1 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alou hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-2 in the game. Alley is hit by the pitch. Alou moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alou scores. Alley moves to second. It's Astros, 3, Pirates, 3. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stargell strikes out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alley scores. Clemente moves to second. It's 4-3, Pirates. Ron Taylor now pitching. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Clendenon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bateman strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Alou. Staub reaches second base with a double. Julio Gatte pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Barry Latman now pitching. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-2 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Veal fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn moves to second. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Mantilla hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-3 in the game. Harrison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Alley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nate Colbert pinch hits for Barry Latman. Nate Colbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colbert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Claude Raymond now pitching. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a line drive into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pagan hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clendenon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 4, and Houston Astros, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.